This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Don't look at your calendar, but we're less now. We're less now than 2 weeks from opening day. That's how calendars work.
Well, let me pull up that 45-day forecast here, Dusty, and see if we're still looking at rain on that
Give me
day.
Sunshine and nice weather.
That's it today for the most part.
Yeah, until about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, still says rain on the 27th.
Yeah, well.
Mainly cloudy with periods of rain, then a leftover shower. 68%
shower?
Chance of rain on Thursday, yes.
Leftover shower sounds like the midday after you got one in the morning and then you went into
I had a leftover shower yesterday, actually. Went out for a nice little walk around the neighborhood. About an hour, came back in. Yeah.
Vern, what's your favorite baseball cliche saying? Like, hit the showers or Uncle Charlie. What's the what's Vern's go-to?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what... that leftover shower is a pretty good one. Yeah. You know, hit the showers.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's my favorite. Man, you know, it's got to be something derogatory. Some way to, I don't know. Nothing's coming. What's yours? Which one comes to your mind?
Baseball cliche, and mine, the all-time favorite, is day game after a night game.
Yeah. Well, Fesco, you have like a book.
We had 68
of them. Baseball cliches, right?
Yeah, we did the bracket years ago and literally filled out a 68 excuse baseball cliche bracket.
If you were to go back to my Warrensburg days when I would do play-by-play for their baseball team for our media network, you would have known that my favorite, according to the audio, was pulled the string. Said it like six times for a guy that had a curveball, and that's all he did when he got guys out, because UCM was actually pretty decent when I was there.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, pull the string on that one.
Yeah.
And he's just like, is this guy talking about Johan Santana? What a changeup that guy had.
Toes the slab is another good one.
That is a strong one. And see, Fesco, you for years have made fun of those cliches so much, I'll find myself saying them, and then I can hear you laughing at me in my head while I'm on the radio, and I try to abort mid-sentence, but I'm already...
You're already halfway. He's towing the, son of a gun.
Or he'll say something, damn it, Fesco's going to get me for that.
I remember the former MLB.com beat writer Dick Cagle.
Ah, yes.
When I first started covering the Royals, he was near the end of his time covering the Royals, and one of his fill-ins was writing a story about Luke Hochhaver making the start, and at one point in the...
Compelling.
At one point in the gamer, he says, and, you know, Luke Hochhaver twirled the gem. And I remember listening to Cagle read it the next day and goes, who the hell was throwing yesterday? Christy Mathewson? Who twirls a gem anymore?
Is Hutler still calling fastballs the Linda Ronstadt because it blew by you?
Blew by you.
Like, does anybody get that reference anymore?
James Shields is the one that introduced me to a lot of those. He used to call his fastball Oksana Bayou because it was Bayou. I think the changeup was he used Spanish a lot. I want to say Cambio.
Yeah, that means change in Spanish, yeah.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, Wago G brought a lot of that lingo to the Royals clubhouse back in 2013.
Somebody says on the text line, high sky is my favorite. The sky doesn't change.
Hey, that's real, man.
The high sky is really good. Yeah, the hard ground of Arizona, you know, all the Arizona excuses.
I think my newest one over the last like 5 to 6 years has been the worm burner that Rex Hudler will call. For like a hot ground ball, but a lot of people are saying on the text line, a seeing eye single. Balls don't have eyes.
Yeah, they don't have
duck
eyes.
Duck snort.
Yeah, all those are
duck
really good ones.
Strong. You don't get to say duck snort in any other walk of life.
Duck snort.
You really don't. Well, you don't walk around the office. You know, it's a real duck snort today.
Yeah. Oop, excuse me. I just duck snorted.
Yeah.
Vern. somebody brings up.
You're on the mound.
Somebody brings up piss missile. That's a good one. I like that.
That's
one
you, Dusty. Yeah, that's you say that a lot.
A lot of times.
Talking about your boy Cags.
You know, you talk about like the cliches and stuff. I can't stop thinking about the excuses we've received over the years for why baseball players can't do anything. The all-timer, and I think you remember this one, is when we asked the former PR guy to have an interview with the hitting coach, Dale Swaim, and he said to us, yes, if it's raining, he will not be able to do the interview. What do you mean he won't be able to do the interview? It's raining. Well, they have to take batting practice underneath. Yeah, he won't be able to do it.
Underneath.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're the hitting coach of a third-place team. Like, get your ass out on the phone for 5 minutes,
As if the guys are in the cage just hitting themselves with bats, just not knowing what to do.
Yeah, it's like leaving
because their hitting
unattended.
Coach isn't there.
It's like, I just got this image of these guys. Oh, Swaim's gone. Let's hit each other with bats. Haas and Moose are in there beating each other with
just
bats.
Laughing and bleeding.
See what happens when you leave us unattended?
It's like stepbrothers. There's so much blood.
I mean, and baseball wonders why we make fun of them. I mean, it's just so, it's
they
right there on
it.
A tee.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So we got a few minutes here with you, Vern. When do you kind of kick it into gear for like the real season to begin? Because we're less than 2 weeks away and blank's about to get real.
Yeah. I mean, less than 2 weeks, and it certainly appears as if the starting nine and the starting five in the rotation and the big seven in the bullpen, everything appears to be set. The guys seem ready to go. Honestly, once you have your first scare that reminds you, hey, what the hell are we doing out here? And I think Bobby's hit by pitch the other day would certainly suffice of what the hell? Okay, that's enough. I don't need to see it. And one of the main reasons why I don't need to see anymore and I am ready for the regular season is because of the way that this team has approached spring training. Talked with Vinny last night on the show. You know, listening to Seth Lugo, listening to Lucas Erceg, with the run that this team made last season, for a lot of them their first run to October, it helped put things in perspective. It helped put the regular season in perspective. More notably, it helped put spring training in perspective. You're not seeing many guys, you know, with the foot firmly on the gas pedal trying to set themselves up to dominate beginning in game one. As Vinny said last night, I don't want opening day to feel like July, right? We know we have, you know, 162 games, but, you know, they're not even saying that. We know we have 7 months of baseball waiting for us. You know, this team isn't talking about, I hope we get to October. It's, I hope we get a bye. I plan on winning the division. They just seem a lot more mature, even though they only played, what, six playoff games last year. It's not a ton of experience, certainly not as much as the boys got back in 2014 before getting the job done in 2015. But, man, all of the lessons that you hoped a clubhouse would learn from their maiden voyage into October, it certainly seems as if those lessons have been digested, and you are going to see a team that understands, yes, the importance of a solid April, but it's not... And you guys know, for the last 10 years, we normally spend this time talking about the importance of a good start in April, or else you're going to lose the fans, or else the confidence in the clubhouse could begin to wane. The only way I see that happening is if some catastrophic injury happens. But outside of that, you know, .500, a few games below .500 start to the season. I don't think that this team is going to start beating themselves up in the fashion that we've seen plenty of other Royals teams, whether that's physically or mentally beat themselves up. They just seem a lot more prepared for the grind of the regular season and to make sure that they are peaking come September and October. So really taking my cues from the clubhouse, where last year it was a team that said all of the right things and had a belief that they could get to October. Although even in that belief, I could see in between the lines that there was still some doubt. That doubt has been eradicated. There isn't doubt inside that clubhouse that they're good enough to win the division, get a bye in the American League, and ultimately walk away with an American League pennant. So if there is no doubt, if it doesn't seem as if any of the key players on the team are battling for a spot on the squad, yeah, let's go. Let's have that little kid say play ball at Kauffman Stadium and get it going.
Yeah, I think people are ready now. People are excited here as well. The weather's been great, so you've kind of got that baseball feeling going on. Everybody's ready to get the boys in blue back home and start playing some games that matter and getting excited for the start of the season. Are we going to see in baseball, Vern, the pendulum swing back? You know, you gave us the cut of Lorenzen talking about Gen Z loser ball, and then I was reading something from Scherzer, and he talked about the people upstairs making the pitching decisions and all that kind of stuff. Are we going to see a swing back where we finally, you know, play baseball like baseball's meant to be played and not by the nerds that, you know, left Harvard?
No. Not if you mean let the starting pitcher finish his game. No. You can earn it, right? Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans, Michael Wacha, those guys can earn a third time through the lineup, and all Royals fans better hope that those guys consistently earn a third time through the lineup, because for as strong as the bullpen is, bullpen's only as good as its rotation allows it to be. Chris Bubich, Michael Lorenzen, they're going to have to, over the first month and a half of the season, prove that they're more than what we heard Lorenzen say, more than the five and dive guy, that they are a better option a third time through than going to a John Schreiber, a Lucas Erceg, a Sam Long, an Angel Zerpa. No, there's just too much evidence, numbers, stats. I know people can roll their eyes, but if it's staring you in the face and says, you know, Michael Lorenzen, Chris Bubich, Michael Wacha, they're not as good, third time through the lineup, it's a one-run game, and we have a guy in the bullpen ready to go that we believe can come in with two on and one out and get back-to-back strikeouts and snuff out this threat. Q and most managers around Major League Baseball are going to, as Q said in his introductory press conference, if it's 51% this way, 49% the other way, we're going to lean towards the 51% and hope that over the course of 162, it pays dividends for us. So ideally, you get another 200 innings out of Lugo. You get a 190 out of Reagans, another 170 out of Michael Wacha, and then the bullpen picks up the rest as they team up with Marsh and Lynch and Lorenzen and Bubich. But I don't think we ever get back to the days where the starting pitchers mean what they meant to us growing up. You know, growing up, CC Sabathia, mm-hmm. Justin Verlander, those days are all but done, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and also too with the opener thing, you know, like that's peak 2025. Yeah. Oh, the situation doesn't suit you. Okay, sit over here till it's comfortable for you to go into the game. Like, we've got to get rid of these openers. That's weak sauce, man.
Well, opener was always a white flag, not a white flag. What it was a clear indication that we don't have good starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't remember, the Dodgers went healthy, a Yankees team went healthy. If the Royals last year, I don't believe used an opener Lugo gets the first and Wacha and Reagans and Brady, those guys are all going to get the first inning because they're studs. Now, at times it can be beneficial. You know, Alec Marsh, I think 2 years ago, would have an opener put in front of him. At times he would serve as an opener. You can use it to improve the confidence or the mentality of a pitcher to, you know, Marsh was the guy that was having issues in the first inning. You know, they throw Taylor Clark out there back in 2023. He throws the first, and then Marsh comes in and pitches a solid five innings, which was evidence for him that my stuff does play, and maybe I just need to learn how to calm my adrenaline, my emotions out there on the mound, and if I can just rein that in the first inning, I have a chance to be a pretty darn good pitcher. And Alec Marsh certainly was last year, made 25 starts. I think he gave the team a chance to win, and you know, 75-80% of those starts should be able to rejoin the team sometime in mid-April. Hopefully there's not a spot in the rotation for him because Bubich and Lorenzen are pitching so well. Marsh would be a great arm to add to an already formidable bullpen, but if there is an opening in the rotation at any spot or at any point over the course of the regular season, that's a pretty nice guy to call upon.
Vern, we had a little fun topic earlier. It was the out of left field question. If you could win a championship in any sporting event or any sport whatsoever, what would it be?
Yeah, I like the idea of the green jacket because it's so recognizable, but you know, it's hard to argue with the Stanley Cup and being able to take that home with you for a day. You beat the hell out of it. Everyone else does, right? You can swim with it. You can take it on a roller coaster. I mean, the things that you've seen over the years with the Stanley Cup is, and you know, I'm such a nerd that just sitting in front of the Stanley Cup and just looking at all the names and going through the years, I'll say Stanley Cup slightly edges a green jacket. And the real reason I would want a green jacket is just to flex on my old man.
Mm.
But that's about it.
And then it's National Pie Day. If you could have one slice of pie for the rest of your life, what is it?
Oh, boy. I mean, is it a cop-out to say
no.
Pumpkin?
No. If that's what you like.
Well, I don't think that's a cop-out at all. I mean, no, pumpkin's a nice pie.
Yeah, pumpkin's good. I mean, I got no problems with apple. I'll take anything, man. I'm a pig. Take anything. Whatever. If it's free, it's me, and I'll take three.
No doubt. Well, we appreciate the time, Vern. Less than 2 weeks away, and a lot of texts saying they enjoyed the hot stove last night. So good job.
Hey. Thanks, Mom.
That's right. That is our Royals insider here at 96.5 The Fan, Josh Vernier. Let's get into the cover two this weekend. Obviously, you've got a pretty busy weekend and week ahead. What are the two things you're covering this this weekend?
I'm covering Caesar's Palace tonight with a TikTok.
We're
doing that tonight, and I am going to be in the TikTok. I said, "Can I be in there?" Like, of course. Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
The captain's hat.
I don't think I'll bring the Chiefs captain's hat. Okay. You know, but that would be fun. I'd do that at home. But yeah. So that's what I got going on, and then we're going to drive to the Grand Canyon on Sunday morning, and
that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be
They've never seen it.
No, they have not seen it.
Mesmerized.
I think so too, right?
Like, they're old enough. Like, younger, if they were like 3 to 4 years younger, they'd be like, cool, it's a huge valley. You're like, honestly, it's not man-made. Well, maybe it is. I don't know.
No, it's not man-made.
I'm just kidding.
But no, it's fun to fly over the Grand Canyon. Like,
done it twice.
And you see that, and you're just like, oh my God, right? And then you're there. Like, I went in 92 or 3, I think, with my family. It was one of our first, like, plane vacations, you know, because we drove everywhere, which I think most people did back then. And we flew out there, and I saw that Grand Canyon, and I was like, wow. Like, you're just like, it's stunning. You don't know what it's like until you see it, you know?
I remember when Carrington went and saw it for the first time. He's like, it's one of the most like fascinating things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
And like, you would never think somebody like Carrington, which is not a shot, but he's, you know, local guy, city kid, you know, all that sort of stuff, goes sees the Grand Canyon. He's like, everyone must go see this.
You have to.
And it's insane, man. Yeah. They're gonna love
like flying
that.
Over, like we're flying tonight. Our flight doesn't leave like 10 o'clock tonight. So you don't see it at night when you're flying over it, but you know, when you're there on Sunday and you go over the kind of the Hoover Dam and that kind of stuff. Like, I'm all about experiences for the kids. They don't appreciate it now, I don't think, but they will, you know, look back, oh man, Dad took us to see all these things. It's cool.
Right.
My parents did that for us. We loaded up in that damn minivan and we were all over the place.
Oh yeah.
All these like old, like, you know, historic homes and, you know, Revolutionary War forts. And my sister one time goes, why are we walking through all these people's houses? Like, I don't know.
Good question, Iguano.
I would say mine, I'm supposed to show, depending weather related, I'm supposed to show Mac and Maloney the summit.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see how that goes. I know we're supposed to get some pretty severe weather around the time the happy hour starts.
I was looking
ends.
At Nick Bender's graphic that he put it's up there great, today. No, it's not bad. Okay. I mean, it's supposed to be like happy hour, yeah. But before and after happy hour, it looks like it's going to be fine.
But happy hour is like 3 to 6.
Yeah, and that kind of window does pretty much suck today, you know, from a wind standpoint. Not a lot of rain, but like it looks like the heights of the wind are from, according to Bender, are going to be starting at like 3 and going to like 6 or 7, probably.
Gosh.
Then they start to dissipate.
Yeah. So I got that. And then
basically, you know, about sunset starts to dissipate.
Yeah. So we might have to call an audible on this week's happy hour. Maybe we'll go next Friday. I don't know. I don't even know where the hell Mac is. But yeah, I'm hoping I can do that.
He's
because it
pooping,
is fun. Yeah, probably. He's a growing boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's you know, Maloney's never been down there. He's a nice guy to me. He's been very, very, very respectful to me. So he's like, I've never been to Stewie's patio. So if you want to come say hi, myself and Mac will be there. We will say hi to you. We don't make as enough money as other people, so I can't open up a bar tab, unfortunately. But we can't say hi. The other one that I'm going to cover this weekend
is...
You're
going to take money out of your own account. And
I don't have that money. No. Definitely not that much.
No.
So the turning to Stewie's patio, hopefully, might have to call a rain check. No pun intended. And then the other one is Selection Sunday. One of my favorite days of the year. I get so into it.
It's
I know.
Fun.
It's great because it's just like, all right, let's go out to the East region. Number one seed and overall one, Duke. You know, and then you're like, they'll play the winner of the play-in game that'll be played on Tuesday night. But you just kind of know where you're going to go next week. Like, you'll have your Thursday and Friday plans set, depending on whether you follow Mizzou, whether you follow Kansas, whether you follow Kansas State. Whether you follow Mizzou or whether you follow Kansas, again, 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas State athletics.
Hey, it happens, right? You don't make it every year into the tournament.
You can't always make it. Mac, you got a turn two this weekend, or did you just get done turning two?
It just got done turning two. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I hope we get to hang out today, but I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. See what happens.
It's going to be a rough afternoon, man. Like kid pickup time to about dinner time.
Yeah.
Windy. Not a lot of rain, but windy.
So it's just windy? It's not like storm.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Forms or anything like that?
I don't know. The graph looks weird. It's got a bunch of different things on there. But the wind stuff is what I think everybody seemingly is concerned about today.
Yeah, it's 70 miles. That's very windy.
Go play wiffle ball in that weather.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine trying to play wiffle kickball or something like that? Other basketball out there in the rain and the wind. But I saw on Channel 4, I think, this morning, they said the Big 12 Fan Fest was postponed for today as well. So it must be bad if they're not taking money for people to get beers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Thanks to Vern joining us on that side. Coming up on the other side.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.